Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hello and welcome to episode 28 of the Kitchen Garden podcast. Thank you very much for downloading it. Hope you enjoy it. This is a Christmas edition. We're actually looking through the December issue of Kitchen Garden. Can't believe that it's come round already. But as usual, lots in there to hold your interest. We've got a couple of competitions that have just come up to results time. One's our Passionate Plotter competition, and one was a fun competition for giant marrow. And I think we're all surprised at how giant some of the marrows were.
Yeah, we had some really big entries.
Not bigger than ours.
Well, yes, mine...
Bigger than yours.
Mine unfortunately rotted.
Mine didn't look like anything that it should have looked like. But
no, it was a peculiar colour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because the biggest one we had was it 53.9 kilograms? And apparently the world record is 93.7 kilograms. It's not far off.
No, because we'd given away some seeds, haven't we, back in April? Some marrow long green bush seeds, and asked people to grow them. But a lot of exhibitors took up the challenge as well with their own saved seeds. So we ended up splitting that into two, didn't we?
We had some real big ones, real whoppers.
Yeah. Honestly, you could hollow some of these out and use them as a boat, couldn't you? Really.
Yeah,
just change the subject. I've got a little newspaper news item. Might be relevant to you actually, Emma, because your local allotments. When you're ready, when you need to spend a penny,
where do you go? Install a toilet. We've talked about that at committee meetings for many months.
Well, there is a company called Woo Woo Waterless Toilets. And they do supply allotments with... Well, actually, they look grand. I'm happy to live in one of those. It looks so smart. But no water needed.
Compostable.
Yeah. So, there is a solution. It might cost a bit, I'm not sure. But solution for allotments.
Yeah, we'll have to look at
that one. They're called Woo Woo Waterless Toilets, I think it's the company, and it's Gazooba Toilets is the make. If anybody needs something on their allotment...
Build one quick.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I've been trying a new variety of carrot this year, called Sidera from Marshalls. Caught my eye because it's just a little bit unusual in that it's... one that's really meant, well, it's bred for juicing. I didn't actually get enough. I only grew a tub, so I didn't get enough to juice them. I just grew them, just ate them as they were.
And were they nice too? Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah. Lovely sweet flavour. Just sort of intermediate sized carrot, I suppose. It worked well in a tub.
Nice shape to them, aren't they?
They're quite long. Yeah, not too bad at all. So I can see, you know, having eaten them, how they would be good for juicing. They were quite sweet and juicy. So, yeah, it's a early Nance type.
Yeah, nothing gnarled and, you know, wonky about those, are they?
No, I'm not with my carrots, no.
Because you
dead
throw them in the tub.
That's it, yeah, no stones, just in the compost. Yes, yeah, that's the way I like to grow my carrots these days. Don't get a carrot fly either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a success, carrot cidera. Also got, this being Christmas, we've got a feature on sprouts as well.
Oh, sprouts, yeah. Either love them or hate them, don't you?
You do, yeah.
Isn't it they found that that some people have got a gene that means that they find them bitter? Is that right?
Something like that? Some people genetically are predisposed to taste them as bitter as opposed to other people. I must be one of those because I rarely eat a sprout.
No, it's Christmas. No, Christmas
I'm not
only
in love
for
with
me.
Them.
No.
I like them if they're cooked sort of with a little bit of bacon.
Anything
cooked with a little bit of bacon.
Anything cooked with bacon.
But this being Christmas, we've got a nice little project there. Make a Brussels sprout wreath. It sounds odd, but I promise you, if you see the pictures, it's really quite effective.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Hang on your shed door to welcome visitors to your plot.
It's probably about the only thing you could do with Brussels sprouts, I think.
Throw them at people? No, that's not nice, is it?
Not really.
I think it's the patience there. I can't wait that long for something to grow. I want it quicker than that.
Mm, yeah.
But I know a lot of people do like them, he says, for balance. A lot of people do.
The petite posy ones, they're nice.
Oh,
the combat
right.
Cross between sort of the kale. There's Carletta, or is it Carlette? They grow like sprouts. They're like little mini cabbages on the stems.
That's it.
And they're quite tasty.
They look like blown sprouts, so even if you've got it wrong, you know, you can say you've got it right, can't you?
You can, yeah.
Got an article on nuts, which is really quite interesting.
Yes.
You know, it's probably for the long term with growing nuts.
Yeah.
But it was on the news recently, wasn't it, how good they are for... cardiac.
Oh, yeah. They're quite good fats they contain.
Yeah,
don't they?
They're good for reducing cholesterol, apparently.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, I've taken to the old almond milk, you know.
Do you?
That. I haven't grown it myself, I must admit, but yeah, it's supposed to be really good for you. But underrated, I think. I've got a few hazel trees in the garden, but the squirrels always beat me to it.
Yeah,
you
love squirrels, eh?
Yeah. But yes.
They've got some interesting ones. There's one called a buah nut.
Oh, yeah.
Cross between
seen that
two
before.
Walnut tree relatives.
Mm.
A butternut and a heart nut.
Mm.
Unusual.
Sweet chestnuts. I do like sweet chestnuts.
Yeah, I do.
They are nice. I tend to go and collect them from the
woods.
It's a nice
thing to roast on the fire at Christmas.
Oh, that really does remind you of Christmas, doesn't
Talking
it?
Of Christmas, we've put a little piece in our Mudketeers pages.
Ooh,
what
nice.
We'd like for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, what would I like for Christmas? I said I would quite like... Well, I'd like something that actually just automatically digs the plot, really. you know those little lawnmowers?
You get a gardener for that.
Yes, even better. A nice strapping young gardener will do the trick.
Calm down.
But you know those lawnmowers you can get that you just literally put on the lawn and then just let them go and off they go and cut your lawn.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Quite nice to have one of those on your plot that just digs it. Literally kind of like a little automatic rotivator.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the only thing is if it went a bit awry and ended up crossing your lawn...
and the neighbour's lawn.
Straight through your shed.
What would you like for Christmas?
Well, I'm just looking at what I ended up here with. I've got hand cream.
I'm
not sure if I got shortchanged here, but I ended up with the hand cream when we were looking at our Christmas gift ideas on the plot.
You said you'd like a hover wheelbarrow.
Oh, the hover wheelbarrow, now you're talking. Yeah.
Preferably with a seat on the back. Yes. So you can ride along on it.
Yes, yeah.
That's put the dog cool. I like that.
You wouldn't need to use it for gardening. You just ride into town on it.
Well, I've put the dog in the front and we just go and walk the dog.
Well, the dog wouldn't walk.
Well, that's it. But he'd enjoy it too then.
What about you, Tony?
Well, I wanted a massive windshield for my allotments because it gets so blowy. So you know those things you get at cricket grounds that you move around?
Yeah,
something like that.
Oh,
yeah. But you don't really see them for sale, do you? Anything
not
big?
Really.
No, I think you have to make that yourself. We'll have to have a project in the magazine then. And we've got a nice feature on if you're new to growing and you're looking for somewhere to put a plot or you want to relocate your old plot, Ben Van Heems has got a nice feature there which gives you all the recommendations of what you should look for, you know, a nice sunny site and, like you, Tony, not too exposed to the wind and everything.
Me on the site.
Yeah, so you should have read this actually a little while ago. Also got a good list here. We often get asked about shady fruit and veg for shady spots, and he's got a nice little panel here with a list of suitable subjects like gooseberries and currants, chard and kale, good ones for a shady spot, because we can't always pick and choose, can we? Sometimes you just end up
with what we've given.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, my plot's very shady, so.
Nice new series on the cutting garden. Lovely sweet peas. They've got to be one of my favourite flowers and flowers for the garden.
Yes. Do you mix them with your beans sometimes? Or
can
you get the pollinators going?
But they just keep on coming, don't they?
Yeah, just keep cutting them, they'll keep coming.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But my wife's sick of them, so, you know, she's got fed up picking them.
You're just showing off, aren't you? Just showing
off. Well, they get the little bugs on them as well, so they have to go outside till they disappear.
Oh, the pine beetles. Yeah. Oh, so we've got and a nice feature as well on dwarf fruit trees. So if you've only got a small garden, you know, you can grow step overs and cordons and use dwarfing rootstocks and things, so you can grow fruit even in the smallest garden, really. Just in a tub. Actually, nice idea for using them as a screen there, Tony. So back to your windy plot again.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you probably wouldn't get any fruit on them, but you'd get
Maybe not.
And lots of money-saving ideas, of course, because it's Christmas, so we've got lots of products in there which might make nice gifts. Plenty of ideas if you're a bit stumped. Always get a bit stumped this time of year what to buy. Gardening friends and family. There are lots of ideas there.
Nice floral wellies. A nice seed packet organiser.
Yeah,
always handy that. Yeah, and some long-handled shears, which I've tried those. They're really good. I've got a lot of hedge in my garden, so I'm going to repair those. I think I'll put those on the Christmas list. And finally, with the December issue, do look out for your free 2018 calendar, which is packed with really nice pictures of veg and ideal for your shed wall. It's nice ideas for some good varieties to grow as well. And that's free with the December issue. So just from all the team, we'd like to say Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.